This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's rough respiratory season is showing signs of slowing. CPR's John Daly reports.
RSV hospitalizations are steadily decreasing among all age groups. COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped again last week. Still, flu hospitalizations remain higher than previous seasons. And though it's generally rare, the state is seeing a rise in Group A strep cases, which can turn serious. Here's Dr. Sam Dominguez of Children's Hospital Colorado.
If you believe your child may have a serious bacterial infection, we want to encourage families to call their medical providers and to seek medical attention as early as possible.
He says parents should look for warning signs like difficulty breathing, being lethargic, unable to eat or drink, or if a mild respiratory illness suddenly gets much worse. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper both voted yes Thursday as the Senate passed a $1.7 trillion government funding bill. Hickenlooper says it will help Colorado.
There's $178 million in direct congressional project funding, which is going to go all over the state of Colorado. We've got two Colorado River projects in there that are essential.
The bill includes a study to determine if Deerfield, the largest historic black homestead in Colorado, should be part of the national park system. Governor Jared Polis and Denver Mayor Michael Hancock are partnering with the Rose Community Foundation to help migrants arriving in Denver. Donations will go to nonprofit and government groups providing shelter, basic needs, transportation, and legal services for incoming migrants. The search for a new Aurora fire chief is down to four finalists. Interim Chief Alan Robnett is one of them. The finalists will meet with city officials and community members in person on January 5th and 6th. The city expects to make a hire between late January and early February. Aurora and Metro Denver have sunny skies today, staying cold with highs only in the teens, but then into the 40s tomorrow and up into the 50s around the Denver area by Sunday. This is CPR News.